Fox Sports Radio, Fox Fantasy, Mike North, Mike Harmon, yep. Joe Pinocchio, our executive producer, Lee DeLapp, our producer, Soundman, the fabulous Bobo, 877-99 on Fox, 877-99 on Fox, and we're pleased to have with us from ToddsTake.com, our buddy, our pal, Todd Furman. What's up, Todd?
Not a whole lot, guys. Let's see if this week's excitement in the NFL lives up to some of the stuff we saw last week to get us out of the gates the right way.
Yeah, and first of all, let's get your business out of the way so we could go on to fantasy, but I understand you got a new product.
I do have a new product. It's available at DonBestAdvantage.com. All the power numbers that the odds makers use, a lot of premium video content, and the important part, Mike, for anybody in the gambling business, a little bit of know-how in terms of picking games the right way to get you to the window more often than not. Turn this into a little more serious pursuit than just a hobby.
All about investing, and that's the bottom line. A lot of people writing me this week asking for just the basic terminology. What do the numbers mean? And then they start going into baseball, and I say, just stay away from that. but we look at yesterday, you know, just a quick recap before we get to the NFL stuff, and we've got some weather issues, some concerns at Lambeau, maybe a little bit there in Chicago. But a lot of swing going on in that A&M game. Can you give us the Vegas perspective of the final drives of that game?
Oh, well, the biggest news of the day, Mr. Harmon, was actually your alma mater losing the longest against the spread winning streak. Northwestern has covered nine straight and now falls squarely on the Baylor Bears' shoulders.
Still but 14 that and late, 2 in their last 16.
That late touchdown actually swung quite a bit of money. There was one casino out here who said they lost over six figures with Alabama finding a way to open that back door for Texas A&M. But they were alone. You look at most of the sports books out there, they definitely needed Texas A&M, as that number had been bet up from 7.5 as high as 9. Wow. Absolutely incredible when you think the Tide were up 42-21, yet still couldn't cover as Johnny Manziel got his Aggies through the back door 49-42 on the final.
Yeah, I really want Vanderbilt to leave that league because they don't cheat and they don't have a chance to play in the SEC. They will never win anything. They do. They should be with Northwestern and somebody. And not that the Big Ten squeaky clean, no. But my God, you want to talk about overmatched. It's Vanderbilt in the SEC. Well, let's talk about some of these games today, Todd, and let's discuss them. I mean, first of all, the one game that stuck out to me, especially with the point spread, You know, the Andrew Luck bandwagon, I said he's one of the more underappreciated young quarterbacks in the league because he's not good copy like RG3 and some of the other guys, but they're only two-point favorites against Miami. Are we talking look out for a trap here?
This number's moved all over the place, too, Mike. Indy actually opened at a pick, got bet as high as 3, and that's when the professionals got involved. They took those threes real quick. The injury to Vic Ballard hurt Indianapolis quite a bit. It'll be interesting to see how they handle the ground game. But you look at the number, and as you guys know, anytime a home team is less than a field goal favorite, it says that the visitor's a little stronger in the power numbers. I think this is the case with Miami, especially with a better defense. Indy should definitely be on upset alert. I think Miami goes into Lucas Oil Stadium and comes away with a victory today.
Certainly a good front seven. At Todd Furman on Twitter, follow all the brilliance as he goes through the week. Also, Fox Sports 1, he's got the what's the
he's
name of that brilliance
again?
He's a
star. He's larger than life.
Yeah, he's just dominating in every
He's dominating form. In every facet of the broadcast business.
Exactly. Now we look at New Orleans at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, a team in seeming disarray. Chianu with his quarterback ripped off the sea. Rough go with the loss to the Jets. And now they're a dog. Should this game be higher?
Well, this is the game for the books. Last week they had a couple of them where they had all the public coming in on one side. Most of the book operators that I've spoken to last night and in through early this morning, saying about 75-80% at minimum of the tickets being written on this coming on the Saints. You're going to see this number go to 3.5, and once it gets there, don't be surprised if we start to see some fours pop up. Every sports book will need Tampa Bay in this spot, but like you said, a franchise kind of feels like they're in disarray, and New Orleans a chance to gain a commanding lead in the division if they go on the road to Tampa and win and cover as three-point favorite.
The new darlings, Philadelphia Eagles, everybody, you know, they ran 82 plays. They're so good. They ran 92 plays. I mean, it was driving me nuts all week. For the most, look at, they ran 79 plays, and they won by 3. Yay! You know, I mean, they're the new darlings, but San Diego looked improved. They should have won that game, but the culture, I think, got to them. The North Turner culture, not completely gone, Todd, but, San Diego, that's a lot of wood to be given a team 7 points, but Philadelphia seems to be a party favorite right now.
It definitely is. And if all things being equal, San Diego here catching about 3 to 3.5 points too many. The real tricky part, though, is they played that late game on short rest, traveling across the country. And just the way they lost, blowing a 3-touchdown lead like you alluded to, Mike, makes it real tough to back the Chargers here. As a gambler, I'd love to see Philadelphia go out there and absolutely steamroll San Diego, because come Thursday night when Andy Reid comes back to Philadelphia, give me 4 or 5 points in my back pocket. I'll back the Chiefs there. No interest in fading Philadelphia here, despite the number being inflated.
I will just look at that number 54 and roll with that. A rare sight on the books, and people probably had to wipe their eyes and make sure they weren't, you know, not reading something correctly here. The Oakland Raiders, nearly a touchdown favorite at home. Does Chad Henne move the line at all that people get a little bit of excitement? I know that's kind of a facetious statement, but perhaps there's a little bit of offense to be had out of Jacksonville?
You know what? This number got as high as 6, and it started to get pounded back down. You look at Oakland now, about a 4.5-point favorite at most books. These two teams played a year ago, and Oakland found a way to win by 3. But you talk about a gross overreaction to a 28-2 loss, and that's exactly what you're seeing here. Combine that with Terrell Pryor looking good in his debut, a near miss against those same Colts we talked about earlier. And that's exactly what the market did. However, a lot of bettors out there weren't buying into it. I think Chad Henne is definitely an upgrade. I make him about a point to a point and a half better than Blaine Gabbert. And the fact that Jacksonville, a prime buy-low candidate, there won't be better spots all year to bet them against a team that may be as inferior as they are in terms of the overall body of work.
With our buddy, like every week, Todd Furman here on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Hotline, toddstake.com. If Detroit going to be all grown up now, if you're going to be all grown up, you got to beat Arizona today. Every year, Detroit's got a pivotal game. I believe it's early. Arizona wounded a little bit. Not sure about their organization as far as depth goes. You can't really peg them, Todd. If Detroit's going to be viable, they got to win this game today. I mean, they no more monkeying around for Jim Schwartz or anybody else, because he will be on the hot seat even if they lose today after being successful last week.
It's amazing when you look at this Lions team. You go up and down that roster and you see so much talent both on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. But you're right, they don't play big boy football a lot of the time. They make boneheaded decisions at key junctures. And the reality of it is this is a real prove-it-to-me type game. I think Detroit can take that next step. They have huge revenge from a game last year that they were absolutely picked apart by these same Cardinals. And I think the number moving from pick out to Detroit -2 at this point shows a little bit more consumer confidence. However, much like you, I can't back Detroit, especially as a road favorite. The other interesting move, guys, total opened at 46, out to 48.5. So for those fantasy players looking to try and get an edge, should be points aplenty for a lot of the running backs and wide receivers.
Yeah, they're looking at Calvin Johnson, and they're looking at Fitzgerald and all the guys. Todd, as usual, great job. We really appreciate it. Toddstake.com. You're ready to roll. What's that new project again, my friend?
DonBestAdvantage.com, a cheap alternative to a lot of the pick sellers out there. And for those folks looking to take handicapping a little more seriously, we've got you covered every turn of the way. Guys, have a great weekend. Enjoy all the NFL action today.
You're the best,
all right, buddy.
Thanks
Todd. Thank you. Todd Furman here, ToddsTake.com. Now, our number is 877-99 on Fox. We'll take your phone calls. We are going into the stretch run, but here's what we're going to do, too. When we come back with our buddy Mike Harmon and Joe Pinocchio, those guys are going to give you their five guys each. I'll throw in a couple. We'll have some fun. We'll hang out. But you want to listen to what Mike Harmon's got to say, what Joe Pinocchio from PlaySportsLive.com's got to say. We'll give out the Twitter handles, everything else, when we rebound back here on Fox Sports Radio next.